Spring training baseball is happening all around the Valley, and there's a casual vibe on the field and in the stands. We know that'll change in less than a month when the major league games will count, the outcomes will matter, and the players won't be thinking about their tee times on the golf course.
There's a very different kind of baseball being played in some corners of the state. It's vintage baseball. The players wear uniforms and hats that are more authentic to the 19th century than the 21st. And on the field, the pitcher throws underhand, and you don't have any 3-2 counts because balls and strikes aren't tallied the same way. Last weekend, I headed to Maryvale to watch a couple of teams in action. One of those teams in the Arizona Territories Vintage Baseball League, the Glendale Gophers, is run by Lance Bush. I asked him to describe his on-field uniform.
This is kind of about an 1870 type mix, and we're actually playing 1866 right now. But we're playing something around an 1870 setup right here, and almost the whole team's playing the same uniforms that I've got going on. And it's, just a hell of a lot of fun, as far as I know.
Yeah,
you know?
But you've got suspenders on. You're wearing what look like, they're not knickers, but they're more like that. And it's not like a baseball jersey. And the shirt you're wearing is more like a shirt people might see going to like a work today.
That's right. That's kind of what it is. Back in the Civil War period, this is kind of how it ended up. Guys just threw on what they had and went and played ball. I don't know if you watched much of Little House on the Prairie, but every once in a while there was a out-of-town club come into town and they'd go play the old school ball. Yeah. And so that's kind of how we do it. We're just kind of doing the old school thing.
Yeah. Why is this appealing for you? Is it just because you're hanging out with people you like? Is it because of baseball? What about it?
I'll tell you what. And this goes back 6 years ago. I was playing hardball with a couple different teams, and we were sitting in the dugout, and I looked over to my right, and I says, you know what? I'm going to knock this stuff off and go play old school ball, you know? And so I did. I quit both teams and started playing this, and I enjoy this game, and I'm getting a little older, and I've had a couple strokes in my day, and this kind of picks up for me,
No gloves out here. What else is different about the rules?
Any ball that's picked up off of one bound is an out, regardless of who catches it, when, where, and how. It's a one-out ball. Same thing as the behinder or your catcher picks up a one-bound ball. That's an out. So any time the ball is picked up off one bound or on the fly, it's an out. You're done dealing. And it doesn't matter who picks it up. Like if you hit a foul ball and a fan or a crank catches it, that's an out, Yeah, so, there's just so much that keeps this game going and moving along. And everybody's involved in it. So it's good stuff.
Well, you're seeing, a wide variety of folks. You played hardball. You're also seeing some really young people, some people middle age, whatnot. It seems like an interesting mix, too.
Oh, yeah. We've got as young as 12 years old all the way to until you don't think you can walk anymore. I've got two guys on my club that they're both right at 70 years old. They're out playing the game right along with us, and enjoying it.
After Bush and I talked, I did turn to one of his oldest teammates, Grant Waite, who just turned 70.
First time I played ball, I went to a little league, and my first hit, grand slam, home run. Changed my whole attitude. If I would have struck out, put me on the bench, I probably wouldn't have played ball again.
Yeah, yeah.
But that right there started me off in playing baseball. I played all the way till I'm 60 years old. I was playing softball with the guys over at the college, and broke that tendon in my foot, so I took a little break, and then I came out here, and I changed a lot. I slowed down, and I'm stiff, and I should have never stopped playing, I guess, because my body just slowed down. But I can still see, and I can still hit. So,
how does playing this compare? Playing this vintage.
This is a tough game. This is a tough game. The ball's coming at you. You don't get a glove, and you're wondering if I can catch it, and if I do, it's going to hurt.
Right.
Well, they told me once your hand swells up, it'll be easier. Once you go numb, it'll get easier.
Next month, Bisbee's legendary Warren Ballpark will host the championship game of the Vintage Baseball League. Noah Austin, associate editor of Arizona Highways Magazine, wrote about the more than century-old park and the vintage players who toil there, and he's with me. So, Noah, what's unique about Warren Ballpark in Bisbee?
Well, Warren Ballpark is located in Bisbee. It dates to the 1910s. You know, it's more than a century old. It was built basically by the mining company in Bisbee, back when Bisbee was a big mining boom town. Just as a place for miners to go and enjoy a baseball game and or play in a baseball game, you know, with their families after a week of work in Bisbee's mines. So, you know, it started out as this really bare bones wooden structure with a dirt field. It's since kind of progressed to, you know, having a grass field and this sort of adobe grandstand that was put in as a Works Progress Administration project in the 1930s. So there have been a lot of major league teams, you know, when they would go on these barnstorming tours around the country back in the 1910s and 20s would come through there and play. You know, legends like Jim Thorpe and Honus Wagner have played there, which is not something you would really expect for a ballpark that's just a few miles from the Mexican border.
And the game that's played there, so for people who either are going to go to some spring training games or they're going to go to see some Diamondbacks games this season, whatever, the vintage baseball game you describe is so different. The fact that there are no gloves. I was also struck by the fact that outs are recorded in a very different way as well.
Right, that's true. You can let the ball bounce before you pick it up, and then it's still an out. So, which at Warren Ballpark is really good for the outfielders because it's very hard ground. So you get a lot of high bounces. It's really easy to get the ball in a bounce. You know, there's not really an emphasis on calling balls and strikes. It's basically the pitcher's job is to just lob a pitch up there and give the hitter a good pitch to hit. You know, and it wasn't really until overhand pitching and an elevated pitcher's mound came into use that the pitcher sort of became the focus of baseball. Until then, it was really all about the hitter and then, you know, making a play to get an out. So,
and the rosters are kind of interesting too. So this we're not seeing necessarily young men between 22 and 29 playing. It's a whole range of people on some of these teams.
Right, absolutely. It's, you know, it's men, it's women, it's kids, older folks. It's, you know, and Mike Anderson, who runs Friends of Warren Ballpark, was telling me that that's part of the reason he was drawn to it is because, you know, he's in his 60s and he can go out there and play and not worry about getting seriously injured or, you know, drilled with a fastball or something like that. So that's part of the reason they do this is to just get more people involved in the game and different generations. And so that was an interesting aspect of it as well, yeah.
Describe for us what the uniforms are like and how those are made, because these really, you look at some of the people and these look like the folks you might see in a history book. Mm-hmm. They don't look like people from the 21st century because of the way they're dressed and whatnot.
Right, absolutely. You know, so you have your suspenders and you have the, you know, flat caps and things like that. A lot of the teams, they'll just have sort of local seamstresses make their uniforms. They're not all as old as the brand of baseball that is being played here. The kind of baseball that's being played here dates to the 1860s. A lot of the uniforms are from, like, the Federal League, which played in the 1910s, the Bisbee Bees, the Bisbee Black Sox, which were two teams that played in Bisbee in the old days. Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it really is, you walk into that ballpark during the tournament, and it is like going back in time.
Noah Austin is the associate editor at Arizona Highways. We've been talking about his piece, A Totally Different Ball Game, about Bisbee and the Vintage Baseball League. Noah, thanks.
Thank you.